Hi there, my name is Ingrid and I lead a church with my husband and in Wolverhampton, and I am a head of faculty of the Spanish subjects in a secondary school near to where we live. And I've been asked to talk about how we prioritise prayer in leadership. And you can imagine, and you know, that it's really difficult, but prayer, we know, is crucial for our well-being and it's crucial for the well-being of those in our sphere of influence. And it's difficult to make it a priority. If we think about it as something that we need to be doing first, so that we need to be doing before we do anything else only. However, the way for me that I have managed to prioritize prayer through my leadership and in my leadership and in my life in general is to embed it in everything that I do. And of course, it sounds lovely and it's easier said than done at times, but as you begin to embed prayer in your day, in your situations, in your seasons, it is so worth doing. Of course, there is a time that needs to be devoted to prayer. There is a time that ideally in the morning we set out, be 5 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it might be doing a walk, in front of the mirror, that we devote to prayer because we believe it's going to set us for the day. But what strikes me is that prioritizing something doesn't just mean giving it the first place so that we do it first and then we move on to the next task, but it's given it importance. When something is a priority in our life, it means it's got high or highest importance. And how can we lead? How can we influence? How can we sustain our busy schedule? How can we increase in patience and in wisdom if we are not connecting with the heart of the Father? Prayer helps you to guard your heart against all the arrows of the enemy. We put on the armor of God daily, each morning, and we wear it throughout the day. And we know that sometimes the helmet comes undone and our sandals might need tightening because the day might not have gone as we planned. So what do? We stop and we pray. We pause and we pray. Even when we can't stop, in our heart and in our mind, we cry out to God and we invite him in absolutely every moment. Every joy and every struggle, prayer is our conversation with God, and it needs to be the thread that holds together everything that we are about in every role that we hold and in every bit of responsibility. Let prayer be that golden thread that holds it all together, that guides you, protects you, gives you and increases your wisdom, sustains you and keeps your eyes focused on the purpose and the calling that God has given you as a leader, wherever you are. God bless.